This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The history-making second impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin with opening arguments on February 8th, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the article of impeachment charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in Tuesday, with arguments beginning about 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
Not everyone agrees. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy:
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Meanwhile, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, will present the defense for Donald Trump, the first president to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Biden is taking executive action to provide immediate food aid and worker protections to help Americans weather the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic.
The first one is the economic relief related to COVID-19 pandemic.
The White House concedes the executive actions are just a lifeline to keep hurting families afloat. At a signing ceremony, Biden says economists of all stripes are telling him federal spending can help ease the economic crisis that's grown out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending.
And he says it will pay off.
Return on these investments in jobs and racial equity is going to prevent long-term economic damage and benefits that are going to far surpass their cost.
Biden's executive actions aim to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his $1.9 trillion aid package. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Friday that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he said evidence showed that both vaccines being used in the country are effective against it. He also said at the news briefing that the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. However, he added that the current evidence showed both vaccines remained effective against old and new variants. Chief Scientific Advisor Patrick Vallance said that the evidence about mortality levels was not yet strong and came from a series of different bits of information. Thousands of Hong Kong residents were locked down Saturday in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November. Over 4,300 cases have been recorded in the last 2 months, making up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus cases in Hong Kong, working-class neighborhoods with old buildings and subdivided flats, made up about half of the infections in the past week. Former nightly news anchor Tom Brokaw now says that he is retiring from NBC News after working at the network for 55 years. The author of The Greatest Generation is now 80 years old, and his television appearances have been limited in recent years as he fought cancer for 2 decades. Brokaw, ABC's Peter Jennings, and CBS's Dan Rather were the nation's 3 most visible broadcast journalists, leading coverage during the September 11th terrorist attacks and other terror stories. He gave up anchoring nightly news after the election in 2004. He says he will continue writing books as well as articles. Baseball fans and historians are honoring former home run king Hank Aaron, who died at the age of 86. The Baseball Hall of Famer passed away in his sleep. Aaron endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's breaking career home run record in the pre-steroids era. Hammer and Hank set a wide array of records during a 23-year career spent mostly with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves, including RBIs, extra base hits, and total bases. He'll be remembered for one swing, the one that knocked off the Babe. Aaron finished his career with 755 homers, a mark since broken by Barry Bonds. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thank you.